when Baba went out to give darshan to the people, the crowd, as we call it, the mass, for the mass darshan programs, that was the phase when he said that is the phase of fiery free life. And we did not understand in the beginning what fiery free life meant, but it all meant later on, it came so clear to us, became clear to us, that he started spreading fire in the hearts of his people, whom he wanted the hearts to be awakened and all that. When he went there in the north to kindle love in the hearts of the people who were selected by him, you may call it, or who are supposed to be blessed by his grace. At one place he was there, and prior to his arrival, it was announced all over the places, everywhere in the school rooms and other places and all that, that Mehr Baba will be visiting the place. So there was a school boy. So he told his parents that Mehr Baba is coming, and he is the avatar, and that's what he must have gathered from other people, that he is gracing us. It will be a great blessedness if we would go there and all that sort of thing. So the parents were very annoyed. He says, "You have your school. Why? How can you go away from the school like that? Why? How can you go like that?" So he says, "Well, I'll ask permission from the teachers and all that." So I forget now the actual episode that took place. He must have gone there to ask for leave from his superior, and that leave was refused most probably. Why? Because you're not supposed to go out of your school. You can go afterwards, later on when the school is closed or something like that. The parents didn't allow him to go, have a leave from the school. So it is said that when Baba was giving his darshan that day, this boy, youngster, was feeling so sad about it all that he is missing the whole thing. There Baba is giving darshan. The parents, through curiosity, came over there to see really what did our child say? Who is he after all? So they had the opportunity, but the boy missed it. But it is said that sometime after that, when he was in the midst of his darshan or something, he expressed his desire to leave the place, and he walked the distance and he went to the school. And there, it is said that he went from one class to another class. He asked those who were the persons who received him in that town, to them he expressed his wish that he would want to see the students, want to visit the school. So that school was there. It's not a big place, it's a small place. There was the only school there. So he went there, he visited one class to another class, and when he went there, he summoned the boy who was very anxious to see him and gave him an embrace, and he was so happy with that. And he came back and told his parents about it, and the parents said, "Of course, we also had the opportunity to see him." He says, "How did you go? You were not supposed to go. You didn't want to go." He says, "We went through curiosity. But Baba went there because of his love, in response to his love." This was witnessed. There are many such stories. Have you read other things about this visit of his?
Not to the boy,
but other things.
During fiery free life?
No, not through fire. Yeah, through fiery free life. Have you read the episodes, different episodes?
No, not in particular.
There is one episode is of a person who who is supposed to be of a very low caste, who is always neglected. There is caste system in India, you know that. Brahmins are there, and Shudras are there. They are supposed to be the lowest class. So he was of the lowest caste, and he heard that the avatar of the age is coming, and he was so overjoyed about it, and he was a daily laborer. So he didn't know what's going to happen there, what's the program or anything of the sort. He thought that maybe he'll be passing by this way. So he started, without informing his wife or anybody there in the house, he started preparing a small platform in front of his small hut, you know, a raised thing. It wasn't, there was no such thing like that. So he started for anybody to come and sit there. It's usual. When one can afford, you can do it. So he collected the earth and he started creating a platform there. And then he started plastering with cow dung and all that. He didn't come to the village, otherwise you'd have known what village life is there. So what happened was that he was preparing. So wife one day asked him, says, aren't you going out for your daily wages, means the labor, for daily wages? He says, no, says, don't you know that the avatar has come, is about to come, and we should prepare ourselves to receive him. So she says, oh, you're preparing for him, but I have heard that he is for the rich and not for the poor. You know how all the rich people, I have gathered information from the others, you know, that he is visiting so houses of so-and-so, 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 who are all rich. So she had gathered the right information where Baba was to visit because of the reception committee arranging the program. So he said, never mind, if he doesn't come, well, suppose if he were to come, then what? Where will he be? But I have a strong feeling that he'll definitely come because, well, we receive, if he is the avatar, then he must come. Because I have that longing that he should come. He will know our hearts. And wife scoffed at him and just said, oh, it's your fancy, you see. All right, play with your fancy if you want to. In such words, in the vernacular, she said, means ridiculing her husband for doing such a thing, wasting his time like that. The day did come. And what had happened is that Baba gave his darshan and all that. And after finishing the darshan, now the next day he is to leave. So what Baba does, stops the car halfway, and makes the driver stop his car. So the car is stopped, the whole cavalcade you see of other cars, they are all stopped there naturally because Baba's car is in the forefront. So Baba gets out from the car, so all get out from the car. And he takes a different route and goes there to this man's hut. And sure enough, he goes there and sits there. And the man receives him with great love and emotion and so forth.
Were you there?
Yeah, I was there. Then he told us the story. Then the wife was also very much touched. So they told us the story that we never expected. And the others in the committee, they didn't expect. The reception committee, that Baba would just detour like that.
Did it mean, did that village come to follow Baba?
Yeah. Not because of this, but there were quite those who had the opportunity to go and see him and meet him and all that. He was open for the public. But these reception committee people had arranged certain house visits at each town, each village. And those house visits were only for the rich, or those who could afford to receive him. Because the remote areas are such in India that naturally, I'll give you another story about it. So how to receive him? Where to receive? There's no place for oneself. How to receive a person? Suppose if I don't have a house, I have a longing to receive him, where will I receive? On the wayside there? No. You follow? You must have some place to receive him. So what could the reception committee do? They were helpless. They would want him to go all places, and Baba had limited time also, because from place to place he went out. It was not possible to do such things. So that's how it was. So this reminds me of another story. What had happened was that there is a place called Mehwa in North India where Baba went. It's a remote place, small little village is there. Now, of course, it has developed a little. So they did not know how to house him. And there was a stop of 2 nights over there. How to house him? To house him in anybody's hut, it won't look dignified for the avatar to stay like that. So they thought of constructing a new hut, bigger hut for him. So they started working on that. So they selected a small hillock where they could create a big hut there for Baba and his men to live there, stay there, as long as they want to. Nice open courtyard and everything was there. Very beautiful spot they have selected. It is still there. So naturally the hut is to be built. So the workers joined hands, but there was a certain person who was also of that low caste. He was a laborer, regular laborer, but he did this work with great love. And he took delight in working there without expectation of any return, not for wages, for the sake of love he worked, you see, overtime and all that. So he worked, and he worked so hard, so diligently, and Baba's ways are such that he would tell that he would be arriving there on 15th of November instead of that. Of course, everything was to be made ready on 14th to receive him on 15th. But somehow or other, it very often would happen that instead of arriving there on 15th and keeping the place, they were confident of keeping everything ready by 14th evening. So on, say, 12th or so of the month, they'll receive that Baba is expected the next day, means 13th. So naturally, they are not prepared on 13th. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
So likewise, that hut had to be prepared a couple of days in advance, had to be kept ready. And they were expecting him 2 days later. So they had to work overtime very hard and all that. They were working overtime. But then when they received this information that he's coming 2 days in advance, it was too much for them. But this man says, I will do it, and I'll do it. He worked without stop, day and night. And the day that Baba arrived there, he was not there because he had fallen ill. Yeah. He was running high fever, temperature. So, of course, Baba was very happy to see his hut and all that. It was very well done. And then Baba inquired as to who all worked it. This seems to be a new creation. He says, yes, Baba. So, who were there? So, he says, we all are there here to work on it. So, but there were other voices saying that there was one person, Baba, who also worked very diligently and without taking any rest, and he is sick and he cannot come. So Baba says, I will go to his place. So Baba did go to his place. It was a place at a distance as if from here to Pimpalgaon village, about half a mile to three quarters of a mile. So we all walked to that place there, and it was the next day, not the same day, next day. So when Baba is going there, he sees from a distance, because his hut was such a small thing, that he is lying there, and he sees there. He heard that Baba has arrived and all that. So when he sees there, in that fever he rushes out. And from a distance he catches hold of Baba's feet. He's prostrating, he's kneeling down and holding. He says, no, you shouldn't come to my place. I am unworthy. There is no place to receive you here. Why did you take the trouble to come to my place? Why should you come? He says, well, it's your love that brings me here. It's your love. I am hungry for the love. And Baba then, with great difficulty, we had to disentangle him, then carry him because he was in high fever there, and make him sleep on his bed there. We actually lifted him and took him inside, made him sleep there. Baba sat on his rickety cot-like thing, you see, and comforted him, and was there, pressed his feet and all that, and says, don't you worry, I am very much pleased with you. You have made me happy, your love has touched me, and I know how hard you work, but I will be here with you. I will be there, but I will also be here with you. So that's how it was. He was imploring Baba not to enter the house. His own. It is not a house. You can't call it a house. You may call it a hovel. Yeah, because there's no place. So there was no place. You see, the people there are so poor. Yeah. They live from hand to mouth, and there's no place to receive him, receive the Lord. So what is to be done? So they have to create another place for it. Hmm. for you, the right thing for you to do is to read a booklet called the Mass Darshan, where it will tell you about the love. There are many such episodes in that.